Our thyroid gland plays a pivotal role in regulating metabolism, energy levels, and even our mood. Traditional medical interventions often rely on synthetic thyroid hormones. My exclusive interview with Dr. Rita Thornton continues as she provides an emerging perspective and emphasizes holistic measures to support the body to improve thyroid function. So friend, if you're ready for an immersion in holistic health practices that positively address thyroid disorders, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Imagine how you would feel if in just 21 days you could lose weight, boost your energy levels, and find hormonal balance. Well, I have great news for you. You can with GetFit 21. GetFit 21 is my monthly online health program that gives you the tools that you need to take control of your life. With personalized workouts, nutrition guides, and expert support, this program is designed to empower you on your health journey. Join countless other women who have experienced incredible transformations. You can join today to receive a 15% discount. Start your 21-day journey by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Today, our journey continues with Dr. Rita Thornton as she shares her incredible story of faith and healing concerning her thyroid health. Join me for part two of this life-changing interview.
So that's another one that's got me over the hump. It's like, okay, whatever I eat, all right, these medications is actually eating. And I got to wash them down with something liquid. So it's drinking. And this ain't for the glory of God. So another reason why got to get off of them. And again, not all medications, I would repeat, not all medications have that effect. But this has been my experience. And that's what I'm sharing with your listeners. My experience has been those drugs have caused me pain. And again, when we talked about the first podcast, you go back to the Chronicles where God says, free from pain, you know, expand That's my right. territory, but free from pain. And once the pain comes, you know, that's not of God.
That's right, Dr. Rita.
So find a tree, find a bush, find a fruit, find something that is natural, that's not going to cause you pain. There's a natural bush out there somewhere that will, you know, be a natural alternative, even to the blood thinners. Found out that there's natural blood thinners out there, so you don't have to take synthetic blood thinner. There's natural blood thinners out there. So as God put in my ear jokingly, don't you think after all these years, I would have had something natural already before?
Yes, I love that. That's a t-shirt. That is.
So are there any questions you think your listeners would want me to answer?
So what are some of the questions, Dr. Rita, that women should be asking their doctors when it comes to their thyroid health? What are some of the top things that they should be asking?
First of all, what do they have? Are they hypothyroid? Are they hyperthyroid? And that's another thing that I didn't share with your listeners, but I think I shared with you. I was misdiagnosed by the first endocrinologist. She said I was hyperthyroid. And the reason why she misdiagnosed it is because when I went and had the blood test done, I was undergoing what they call a hyperthyroid storm. And that's what hypothyroid sufferers sometimes happens, is the thyroid gland becomes so enlarged and inflamed that it releases, again, under stress, it releases all of those thyroid hormones at once. So it comes up on the blood tests as having high T4, T3. But that is only because the person had just experienced what they call a hyperthyroid storm. And you were, unfortunately, the blood was tested while you were going through that storm, and it gives misinformation. Again, these physicians are only treating symptoms. They're not treating the root cause. They're only treating symptoms. So the symptom was that I had high levels of T4 and T3. Remember, T4 is tyrosine and four molecules of iodine, and the T3 is tyrosine, is amino acid, and three molecules of iodine. So it was high, and she diagnosed me as having Graves' disease. And that was another trauma trigger for me. And stressed my body out because my mom died from Graves' disease. So it was like, is this where I'm going now? You know, I'm gonna leave this earth with Graves' disease. But as it was later explained to me when I did the research, when I asked the question, how come this blood test has the T4 and T3 being high, and when I went back a month later, it was low again? Because all the years I've been diagnosed as a hypothyroid sufferer, my T4 and T3s have been low, like 0.5, you know, 0.6, whatever, and then almost down to, not almost, but down to 0.3. But this one time, it was very, very high. And she took that as me being a hyperthyroid sufferer and misdiagnosed me as having Graves' disease. Now, if I had believed her and didn't take the initiative to exercise my gift of faith and my gift of knowledge and my gift of wisdom that God has given me, to go and seek a second opinion from a second endocrinologist, this first endocrinologist would have been prescribing medications that were not for me. And so again, I'm like, all right, fine. You know, I need a second opinion. And I did this myself. My primary care physician who referred me to the first endocrinologist, who misdiagnosed me, Nobody was saying me to get a second opinion, which is another thing that really bugs me about the way this medical thing has now been doing. Nobody's suggesting that you go get a second opinion. And I'm like, well, nobody's going to diagnose me again and me just take what they say, their word, and take whatever they tell me that I'm not doing that anymore. So for your listeners, at least prayerfully what you get out of this podcast is take the initiative. If you don't feel that what that first answer is an answer that fits what you are experiencing, go get a second opinion.
That's right.
Because I went and got a second opinion from a second endocrinologist, and she said, oh no, you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Mind you, I said that to the first endocrinologist. I said, I've been a hypothyroid sufferer all of my life, for the not all my life, but for the past 27 years. Why is it? And she goes, well, look, see. Your T3 and your T4 are high. And so, and I'm like, again, she not understanding about the blood test of a thyroid sufferer when the thyroid gland is not functioning properly. That is something that I believe a physician, whoever your listeners go to, they need to make sure that that physician is going to take the time, sit down with them, and explain what's going on in their bodies with whatever, whether it's Hashimoto's thyroiditis or Graves' disease. But that physician has to take the time, sit down, and explain what's going on. And if they don't, you leave. Go find someone else, get another opinion, because what message they're show the message they're sending you is they don't value you. They don't value enough to sit their butts down and explain to their patient what's going on. Now, if you don't value me enough to explain what's going on and what's in this drug, then what does that say about you as a physician? And what does that say about me to tolerate that type of behavior? And I'm like, no, you need to explain to me what's going on with this drug. And if I take it, what may happen? And again, no one told me when I start 27 years ago when I started taking Synthroid, no one told me that, Rita, these are the side effects of Synthroid. Loss of hair, constipation, sleeping problems. No one told me that. I had to go read that on my own. Now here I am, 27 years later, almost bald, and but my hair's coming back because I'm off of it. It's leaving my system, and I found out that a deficiency that I have because of the I've been on the these thyroid drugs for so long, I have what is called the tyrosine deficiency and a selenium deficiency. And guess what selenium does if you have enough selenium in your body? The selenium takes care of your hair follicles. And that's why a lot of hypothyroid sufferers experience loss of hair because that selenium has been so low for so long, it attacks just like the whole illness, the whole autoimmune disease attacks your internal thyroid gland, it attacks your hair follicles. And so when it does that, that's why your hair falls out. So again, nobody told me that 27 years ago. Because maybe I want to keep my hair. Is there something else out there that, is not going to cause me to lose my hair? But again, no conversation was ever done. So I think now, 27 years later, and passing this on to your listeners, you have a right to know what are the side effects of each drug that physician has prescribed. And if they're not going to give you the side effects, or they say they don't know, then you get up and walk away, honor God, put your shoes of peace on, and find yourself another physician, because that sends a clear message that this particular physician does not have your best interests in at hand. Now, if you want to stay with that physician, fine. But that to me is the scariest thing. Me having a physician that doesn't think I'm worth the value to sit down and explain to me what's going on. And unfortunately, as women, I'll just speak for myself and a lot of women that I have spoken to, we're so used to taking that back seat and saying, okay, fine, if this is what you need me to take, then I'll take it. We don't question. We are not taught to question the authority of physicians. We are not taught that. At least the baby boomers are not taught that. I don't know about the millennials and whatever numbers
the
out there, generation, my generation, but the baby boomers were not taught. Matter of fact, we were taught just the opposite. We don't question. Wow. You don't question your doctor. That's a person of authority. Yeah. We do not question them. And so we just take what they tell us to take. And I'm like, nope, not doing that. Nope. So ask those, let your listeners make sure that they feel that they're well informed. And test the waters. I challenge them, test the waters. Go ask them some questions. You know, can you tell me what's in this drug? I would like to know what's in the drug. What are the side effects of this drug?
All right. Yeah, I just want to read a scripture, Dr. Reed, even as you were sharing that we need to test the spirit, we need to seek God's counsel. There's an account in the second book of Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 12, where it talks about King Asa, and he became ill. He became diseased in his feet. But I want to read this scripture because it's very relevant to what Dr. Rita is sharing. It says, in the 39th year of his reign, Asa developed a serious foot disease. Yet even with the severity of his disease, he did not seek the Lord's help, but turned only to his physicians. And the end of that was that he ended up dying because he didn't seek the Lord. Yeah, but that's just a powerful scripture, really speaking to just the need again to seek God, even regarding our health too.
Yes. And again, it's something, you know, I have to repent about, but it was the way I was raised. You know, you don't question your doctors. You don't question people. You know, they're there to supposedly to help you and make you feel better. So you don't question. You don't question doctors. You don't question pastors and ministers and preachers you don't question them.
Right.
You take whatever they say face value, because they are the experts. That's the way I was trained. And, you know, I fell into that. And the more I, you know, did that, the less I went to God in prayer. And I'm not pleased to make that statement, But unfortunately, old school, you bring some poor standards from one generation to another. And that's one of those poor standards that you should question anybody but God.
That's it.
Again, it plays into that worldly overall effort to be of power, to be worshipped, to be looked at like a god, and that's that's another podcast down the road. But I just feel that that's the bottom foundation that has been laid mistakenly, laid down for many of us, that we have looked to medical doctors and our clergymen, never questioning them at all, because we worship them, and they want it to be worshiped. They carry themselves like you should worship them, and when you question them, that's when that worship issue, that what do we call it, pride, comes out big time. You will, that's what I meant earlier. Test the spirit, because if you have a prideful position or a man or woman of God, they're going to really attack you for questioning their authority, because they want you to worship them. They want you to treat them like a god. And you know what it says in scripture, God will, you are not to be an idolizer. You adopt the idolater. No, God is a very jealous God. You
That's
only
right.
have one God, and that's the Father God above. There are no other gods, and they should not be wanting for you to worship them. They should not be demanding or expecting you to worship them like a god. That's what I mean by test the spirit. Because if they really, truly want to be treated like a god, that should be a signal for you, a sign. Put on your shoes of peace and get a stepping away from that man.
That's right.
And I learned that the hard way. But again, that's what I was taught ever since I was a little girl. We don't question. We especially don't question men and women, pastors and bishops and clergy. No. That was viewed on, you being you not only being disobedient, but you being disrespectful when you question the authority of a priest or a pastor or a minister, or a bishop. That was a sign of disrespect. And that's the way I was raised. And again, medical doctors, I'm not saying all, but many of them want you to worship them like a god, because after all, they're a medical doctor. They can save lives, but they're not.
No,
So
it's true.
I challenge your listeners to test the waters, test the spirit, and find out, what kind of medical doctor are you dealing with? Is it a prideful medical doctor? Because if it is, you need to fall on your knees and seek God in prayer immediately, and remove yourself from that particular prideful doctor or whoever it may be. But because pride cometh before the fall. And we don't want you to be around when the fall comes. I again test the waters. That is something that I failed to do because I wasn't raised to test authority, especially in those positions. Never you never question them. That was forbidden. That was viewed as disrespectful. And in several occasions in my childhood, I was punished for questioning a reverend. So, but I believe your listeners are a little bit more able to do that than I was back then and now, but I'm changing, and now it's all about asking those questions, and I'll keep asking those questions, and I'll keep asking those questions. And one main question that your listeners should be asking is ask your physician, what can you do as a patient of theirs? What can you do to get better? And if they say take the drug, that's not the answer. Is there anything other than taking this drug that I can do for myself that will make me feel better? And if they don't suggest a eating plan or a new way of doing things, and they just say the drug, get a step in. So that's my take on that particular question. Test the spirit. Test that bad boy. Don't let it
And
go
we
by.
have to, we really have to, because again, as you shared, Dr. Rita, we have to start thinking critically and becoming those health advocates and doing health in a different way, which is God's way. That's, rooted biblically, it's sound spiritually, but at the same time, using those gifts, the wisdom and knowledge to know what we should do.
Amen.
Well, Dr. Rita, it has been a pleasure
Same
hosting
here.
you on the show today. And if you could, please share your website, where we can find you once again.
It's Hearts, HEARTS, Ablaze, ABLAZE. It's one word, dot US. So it's heartsablaze dot US.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And are there any parting words as we close out, Dr. Rita?
Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you drink, do it for the glory of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Dr. Rita.
God bless you too, Rikisha. And thank you for my second podcast with you. It's been fun. I've enjoyed it. And I hope your listeners have learned something from this whole conversation and sharing of my story. I love you much, girlfriend.
Love you too, Dr. Rita. God bless you.
God bless.
So let's wrap it all up. Dr. Rita's personal account of recovering her thyroid health is a true testament to holistic treatment and God's healing power. Holistic measures offer an alternative approach to traditional thyroid care, focusing on the body's divine ability to produce what it needs to thrive and maintain hormonal balance.
By incorporating prayer, nutrition, stress management, exercise, and mindful practices, you can support your thyroid health naturally. I'll leave you with Luke chapter 4, verse 23. And Jesus said unto them, You will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal yourself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country. Hey, friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.